Blog Talk Radio.
Fasten your seatbelts and put your foot on the gas. The Red Light Sports Network presents the Red Light Sports Ramble.
They say it's cool and that, but I don't. They probably don't really think it's that cool.
With Troy Otradovic.
He is really good.
And Evan Witalison.
He's awesome.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Red Light Sports Ramble. I am Troy Otradovic, joined by the marvelous Evan Witalison. And Evan, I'm battling some sirens out here in Latrobe. Hopefully they subside while the show's on, which I think they did. But holy cow, kind of scared me a little bit. I was sitting here when they went off. You said, what is that? But when they went off, I kind of jumped a little bit. And it's like, whoa, what's going on here? But how are you tonight?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. And I quickly jumped on Weather Underground website just to see what was going on, and there ain't nothing out there whatsoever, so it's very weird that the siren just went off for no reason. So,
yeah, they're loud, too.
Yeah, unless they're the air raid sirens, I don't know. But anyways, things are going pretty well. Got a Packer game to talk about, so that's always exciting. You know, a week without Packer football is quite bothersome because, you know, it's hard not seeing the Packers play. So, you know, the baseball updates, the Blue Jays beat the Rangers 10-1 today, and the Indians are beating the Red Sox in the top of the eighth 5-4 currently. So those that are listening, wondering about what's going on in Major League Baseball, that is what's going on. You know, the Giants got the win yesterday over the Mets to advance to take on the Cubs, so that'd be an interesting you know, Troy, especially going to be interesting. I know you talked to baseball yesterday, but it's definitely going to be interesting. If the Giants are able to split in Chicago, that means Game 3 will be Madison Bumgarner versus Jake Arrieta, which is going to be a great game regardless. But if the Giants are able to either split or take both in Chicago, I think Cup fans would be crying in a hurry. So, but, you know, I'm excited for the baseball playoffs, and I'm also excited for this Packer-Giants game to talk about this game. So, how are things in Western PA right now?
Well, I hear a bunch of sirens in the far background. So, I'm trying to figure out what happened. Maybe that was just some kind of warning for the fire department. There might be maybe a very bad accident somewhere, or something going on weather-wise. I don't know. I'll find out, and, you know, it'll be interesting. But I hear sirens in the background. Things are going fine. I don't tonight. I know you were not able to join us last night as we talked baseball, and I just wanted to get your quick thoughts. I'll give you kind of my rundown. I didn't give predictions. I wanted to keep it kind of vanilla. But I also said, and I'll give you just a little key, Toronto, Texas, I said, I'm not sure if Texas can keep up with the Toronto pitching. Both teams are offensively heavy and kind of came through a little bit tonight. Mentioned the Cubs. Everybody's anointed the Cubs World Series champion, or World Series at least, what's the word I'm looking for the National League, the representative for the National League. I said, hold on a minute, because you've got the Giants, who are in an even year, and if they get hot, you know, they could take care of the Giants. And then the Cubs still have to get by either the Washington Nationals or the Los Angeles Dodgers, which I thought anyway was a toss-up in both ways, but I gave a little bit of a nod to the Nationals because of pitching. And kind of my little bold prediction, Evan, is I like the Cleveland Indians just because there's something going on that they're just a baseball team. They play really good team baseball. And I said, be careful, Boston, because Cleveland's playing good team baseball. So that's a quick breakdown of where I was last night. If you want to throw some quick things in baseball-wise before we get to the Packers, feel free. Otherwise, let's get at it. Bye last week, Packers playing again. it's exciting to have the Packer preview again tonight.
Yeah, well, quick baseball. The Indians and the Nationals are both pretty beat up. They have a lot of injuries, especially the Nationals. Indians have been beat up lately. You know, so I think, you know, the Indians are a team that ain't going to quit. But I just have a hard time seeing the Indians making a big run. Yeah, they might squeak past the Red Sox, but I don't think the Indians make a run to the World Series at all. I just don't think they have the horses remaining to do it. I think the World Series representative is going to come out of the Blue Jays and Rangers series. Too early to say who's going to come out of it. I know 10-1, it's easy to say right now Blue Jays after winning 10-1. But I think the representative comes from the Blue Jays and the Rangers. And then the National League, like I said, the Nationals beat up right now. They don't have Steve Strasburg. Lots of injuries. The Dodgers have Clayton Kershaw back, and the Dodgers are playing really great baseball right now. I think the Dodgers beat the Nationals in a series sweep. I just, with the injuries they have, I don't see them standing much of a chance. And the Giants' bullpen is really, really bad. I know you never want to count the Giants out in the playoffs, especially in even number years. I just don't know if they have the horses to keep up with the Cubs. The Cubs got a stronger bullpen. If the Giants were able to keep the Cubs from scoring first, I think the Giants have a shot, especially with Cueto and Bumgarner. But I think the Cubs and Giants go 4 or 5, with the Cubs ending up winning that series. And I think in the NLCS, you're going to see Cubs-Dodgers to get to the World Series, and I think the Dodgers take it. I think we're going to see the Dodgers versus the winner of the Blue Jays and the Rangers in the World Series. The Cubs, I just think history doesn't look good for the Cubs. That has nothing to do with the curse, but teams that win 100 games, they don't fare very well in the postseason. I think the Cubs continue that trend with not teams not faring well in the postseason when they win 100 games. So that's quickly on baseball. And now moving on, Packers-Giants, it has the potential to be a very, very good football game, especially if you like offense. The Giants currently have two wins, two and two on the year, and the Packers are currently at 2-1. And like I said, if you like offense, Troy, this game has the potential to be a shootout. I know there's been lots of talk all week about Odell Beckham Jr. and you know, his off the field problems he's having right now. You know, I think that's a little overdone. Yeah, he had a bad game against the Vikings, and yeah, he says the game's not fun to him right now. But at the end of the day, Odell Beckham Jr., very dramatic wide receiver, 22 catches for 303 yards so far in the year. And they also got Sterling Shepard and Victor Cruz that can take it the distance quite frequently when they catch the football. So, Troy, that's an area I think the Packers are going to struggle. I think they're going to struggle to slow down Eli Manning and the Giants' passing game. Fortunately for Green Bay, the Packers are a team that typically does the bend but not break anyway, and Eli Manning's known to throw interceptions. He's got 4 on the year with 4 touchdown passes, and he's known to throw interceptions, especially if you get pressure on him. And the Giants' offensive line, not very good. Their offensive line a little banged up. When you got Marshall Newhouse that didn't practice due to a calf injury, and I know Marshall Newhouse is nothing special, but you're missing him on the offensive line. And the offensive line against Minnesota did not play well at all. Didn't play well, period. And the Packers for this game look to be getting the Troy Guyon back, Dayton Jones back, Clay Matthews back. And that's going to be very helpful to get after Manning. If Matthews, Jones, and Guyon are able to play how they were before injury, and Nick Perry continues to dominate like he has been this year, Mike Daniels is Mike Daniels, the Packers should be able to get after Eli Manning. And if they can get pressure on him, he's going to throw interceptions, especially if you get pressure on him. He will put the football on the ground, too, if you hit him. And that's what the Packers are going to have to do, Troy. I don't see the defense, especially the secondary. Now you got Randall, who's limited the past 2 days due to a groin injury. Sam Shields is already out. He's ruled out for the game. The secondary did not look good at all in week 2 or week 3. And I just don't see the Packers having the horses in the secondary to slow down the vertical passing game of the Giants. So I think it's going to be very hard for Green Bay's defense, but if they can get pressure on Manning, force the interception, then keep the Giants out of the end zone, because that's going to be key. They're going to have to be the definition of bend but don't break this week if the Packers want to pull off the win. So when I look at the game from that angle, if you're a Packer fans listening to this, don't get overly pissed off and over the top if the Packers are giving up a lot of yards. Because at the end of the day, what matters most is keeping them out of the end zone. So my biggest concern, as I said, was stopping the passing game of the Giants. The Giants have three very dangerous wide receivers that can make big plays after big play. Hopefully the Packers can slow it down. What is your biggest concern going into this Sunday night showdown against the Giants?
Eli Manning throwing for 400 yards. That's my concern. This is a Packer defense that is number one against the run, 42.7 yards allowed. And honestly, I don't see the Giants running the ball much. The Giants have running game problems of their own. In the backfield, like you said, an offensive line that is not very good. I think the Packers will make them one-dimensional. And normally when you make a team one-dimensional, Evan, that's a good thing. The thing is, though, you look at the Giants, and they can put up some passing yards. Manning threw for nearly 300 against the Vikings, and I know he had to because of the game situation, but they can't run the ball. And they're one-dimensional. And the thing is, the Packers' secondary will give up yards. Now, they're going to have to buckle down in the red zone. And that run defense, the only positive there is maybe the play action won't get them because they're so good against the run. But Manning can put up the ball, and he's got good weapons. And everybody talks about Beckham, but you also have Victor Cruz. You also have a wide receiving core that can get open. And I apologize. It's been one of those days. Manning, Evan, is a guy that you brought it up. If he has time to sit back in the pocket, he will pick that secondary apart. Now, the key is if you can pressure Manning and get to him, then it can be very big, tilt the needle in the Packers' way, because Manning will turn the ball over and the Packers could then, I don't want to say cruise the victory, could win handily. But I'm not sure if they can apply constant pressure. That's my concern. So my biggest concern for the Packers' defense is just Manning. And will he be able to surgically dissect this Packers' secondary? And it very well could happen. But on the flip side, if they do apply constant pressure and force turnovers, then I think there's a good opportunity for the Green Bay Packers to put some points on the board.
Yeah, and, you know, the key is it's going to be big plays. It's going to be big plays, and the Packers can't give up the big play. And hopefully the Packers can get big plays. Now, offensively, I think the Packers are going to be fine. I think the Packers will be fine offensively. The Giants are not that great against the pass. They give up 200 offensively. Defensively, they give up 262 yards passing per game and 84 yards on the ground. I think the Packers should be able to move the football against the Giants. I think when you look at what, and this is why, you know, this game right here is going to be one of the biggest reasons why Jared Cook get hurt sucks, because the game Rudolph had against the Giants. Kyle Rudolph just dissected the Giants defense at the tight end position for the Vikings last week. You know, they don't get after the quarterback very well, and they're very vulnerable against a good tight end. But like I said, unfortunately, Jared Cook is hurt, so it's going to be up to Richard Rodgers and Jake Perrello to take advantage there. And I look for the Packers to go after the middle. I look for them to attack the middle of the field with Cobb, Ty Montgomery, Richard Rodgers, Perrello, maybe some Abadaris. I just see them going after the middle of the field. They have it, if they can they can turn plays into big games too, if possible, with you know with those slants and crosses. But I don't think this would be a huge statistical game for Jordy Nelson. This will likely be a big statistical game for Randall Cobb. And like I said, Perlo, Rodgers, and Abadaris. So the Giants do have some vulnerability over the around the middle of the defense. Safeties aren't very strong. Linebackers aren't very strong. And Dominique Rodgers-Carmighty was limited in practice today. Eli Apple was limited in practice today. And, you know, pass rush-wise, Oliver Vernon was a full participant, but he's battling a wrist injury. And Robert Thomas was a full participant. And Darian Thompson, free safety, did not practice today. So Packers should be able to move the ball against the Giants. I don't see any problem there. The big thing is receivers, when the ball hits them in the hands, catch the damn ball. Catch the damn ball and get yards after the catch. And I can see this being a game where the fourth quarter, the Packers turn to the ground game, the running game, to close out a potential close victory. But I'm not predicting anything yet, but this is a game I could definitely see them turning to Lacy to finish the game in the fourth quarter and be that closer. So when you look at the game from the offensive perspective for Green Bay, you know, what are your thoughts there?
Well, you stole my thunder, Evan. I was going to tell people, if you've got Randall Cobb, I know he hasn't done much for you recently, hasn't done much all season. This is the game you play Randall Cobb. This is the game where you see Randall Cobb put up probably 7 or 8 catches for 100 yards. This is the perfect matchup for Randall Cobb, and we'll see if they exploit it and allow Randall Cobb to run a few slants to get open across the middle. This is the game that Randall Cobb should have 7, 8 catches for over 100 yards and possibly even a touchdown in there. Now, I know that you talked about being hurt. Yes, it sucks because there's an opportunity in the middle of this Giant defense to expose some things. Just one of the other guys is going to have to step up, Evan. Rodgers, Perrello, one of them are going to have to step up because I think there's an opportunity there. And hopefully it doesn't skew McCarthy from staying away from a weakness that the Giants have, which is the middle field. I also believe that offensively, I know you talked about stay away from the big play for the Giants, and I think the Packers have to have 1 or 2 of those against this defense just for confidence. But at the end of the day, if the Packers can win time of possession in this game, I think they can win the game. Now, I had mentioned my concern on the defense, which is Manning throwing for a lot of yards. I think the Packers, I'm not saying that Manning is the guy, well, you got to keep him on the sideline. This is an opportunity for the Green Bay Packers to control a game. They can mix the pass. They can mix up the run. They've got to stay very balanced. And this is going to be a common theme all year. I know that Rodgers is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, but when I look at the makeup of this Packers team, Evan, they have to, and they have the ability to be a very balanced team. And so Eddie Lacy needs to run the ball 16 to 20 times, and Aaron Rodgers only needs to throw it 20 to 25 times. I mean, now granted, you get more offensive plays if you're controlling the clock, but I agree with you. This is a game where I think Eddie Lacy could get 20 to 25 touches and put up some good numbers on the ground. Now, again, Eddie Lacy is probably not going to average 5 or 6 yards a carry. It's going to be more about 3.5 to 4.5 yards per carry, and that's fine. But I think you can control the clock against the Giants. Mix up some short passing. Like I said, Randall Cobb has an opportunity to expose this Giants defense. And I think they have to control the clock. They have to put together some long drives. But then I think they have a chance to really get a big play or two. And I think it will happen with Cobb maybe on a crossing route, getting the ball in the open field, breaking a tackle, and taking it to the house. And so I think they need to have one or two of those big plays. That's what I have offensively.
Yeah, and I think this is a game that Packers need to come up with a big play on special teams. I know the punting game for Green Bay sucks. There's no other way to put it. The punting game sucks. The Packers punting game is absolutely horrible. Weather shouldn't be a factor. It's supposed to be a high of 60 in Green Bay on Sunday. So weather should not be a factor. No weather expected. You know, I have a bad taste in my mouth when it comes to the Giants, especially in Lambeau Field. 2007 playoffs, 2011 playoffs. I just got a bad taste in my mouth. And the Giants just, for whatever reason, seem to be a team that the Packers just seem to get through. And big Sunday night game. You know, my big concern here, Troy, is all this negative talk on Odell Beckham. If I was a fantasy football player, I'm playing Beckham Jr. I'm playing him. I could easily see him blowing for over 200 yards through the air. Packers secondary not very good, stopped in the pass. And Beckham's a very talented wide receiver. And I know he's been getting a lot of slack and people have been giving him a hard time this week. But he can definitely go off this week. And that's what I'm scared of. I'm scared that he's going to go off, have a few big touchdown catches for 50 yards plus, and he's going to basically put the Packers in a hole early that they're going to have to try to dig their way out of. You know, for the first time this year, I am going to predict against Green Bay. I unfortunately think the Giants get the win. You know, the Giants are coming off of a tough Monday Night Football loss to the Vikings, a lot of drama surrounding the team. So the Giants are going to go one of two ways coming into this game at Lambeau Field. You know, with all the drama circling. And this is where we're going to see what kind of coach Ben McAdoo is. They're either going to come in as a team fired up and they're going to make this a statement game, or they're going to come out flat and the Packers are going to be able to basically put them out of their misery. Fortunately, I think they're going to come out with the chip on their shoulder to basically shut the critics and the media up that have been all over the Giants all week. And I think the Giants end up winning this game by 10. I hope I'm wrong. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game where the Giants get ahead early and the Packers are going to have to come fight back from behind. But I think they're going to be in too big – I think they're going to get themselves in too big of a hole early. And I think the Giants win by 10.
Well, Evan, here's what I think is – I think it's going to come down to the last drive of the game. And I don't want to say I'm on the fence, but I think back to that first game against the Jaguars when the defense had to come up with some big plays at the end and get off the field on fourth down. You mentioned it in the beginning of the show. This has the potential to be an offensive output. And the first thing that came to mind when I saw the Sunday night game, Giants versus Packers, it brought me back to being in eighth grade when the Washington Redskins visited the Green Bay Packers on a Monday night. And it was a 48-47 victory for the Packers when the Redskins missed the field goal. I think you're going to see a game, Evan, close to those numbers again. This could be a 42-35 game, a 42-38 game, and I think it's going to come down to the last drive. And can the Packers' defense stop Peyton Manning? That will be the question. Why do I keep saying Peyton Manning? I have no idea. I need to give you a little
first. Peyton on Sunday morning commercials.
Could be. I mean, he's all over the place. Can the Packers stop Eli Manning? on that last drive. I think that's what it really comes down to. I think you're going to see both teams go up and down the field. Like you said, the Giants' defense, nothing special, maybe a little bit better than last year, but I think the Packers can expose them. I think the Packers get a few big plays. I think they can control the clock. But I think offensively, the winning team of this game, Evan, is going to score 40 points. And I really hope it's the Packers being able to come up with a stop at the end of the game. But I think Eli has the ball in his hand, and the pressure is on the Packer defense to make a stop. And I'm going to just go with the home field advantage for the Packers and say that the Packers can stop Manning on the last drive. But I wouldn't be surprised if Manning drives the Giants down and they score a winning touchdown or kick a winning field goal at the end of the game. But the outcome, Evan, the winning team, the first team to 40, wins this game. That's my prediction.
Yeah, so I hope I'm wrong with my prediction. I really hope I do. I really hope I'm wrong. I'm just very very nervous about this game. And, yeah, I guess I hope I'm wrong. So, you know, with that, I got really nothing else to add except for the, you know, people living in the Florida, Georgia, South Carolina area. You know, I hope you know, they've taken the advice from the people telling them to get out and get to higher ground, get to safety. You know, I've never been through a hurricane, but Matthew is, you know, it's going to pack a big punch. So I hope the people that did stick around are safe and make it through. So that's all I got tonight.
Yeah, you bring up a good point there, and that's outside of the realm of football. You now have some natural things going on that can cause a big bit of damage, and you know, that's been the topic of conversation all day on the news channels is Hurricane Matthew. So I hope, you know, people are safe, and hopefully that when this comes inland, that it is, I'll put it this way, I hope it is not as bad as people are thinking. But when you're looking at weather people, they're not very confident in this being something that is going to cause minimal damage. So, you know, well, hopefully everybody is safe down there, because the way that it's looking is that this is going to cause some major damage down in Florida. But with that said, everyone, hope you enjoyed the weekend. Hope you enjoyed the show tonight. For Evan Witch Allison, I am Troy Otradovic. Fasten your seatbelts. Put your foot on the gas. Evan and I will get back with you Monday evening, 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, recapping the Green Bay Packers versus New York Giant football game. Have a good weekend, everyone.